At 6:06, it is partly clear, 72 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 90 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning with business news. The board of directors of Dollar Thrifty Okeza purchase offer from rival Hertz. The deal is worth $2.6 billion. The company made the announcement yesterday. Federal regulators must still approve the deal. It is unknown this morning how the Tulsa operation will be merged into Hertz. A news release from Dollar Thrifty says all of its employees will be offered jobs with Hertz. You have your first chance to speak out about Vision 2 projects tonight.
This is an opportunity for the public to come forth and give us their opinion of recommendations, projects that they feel that would be in the best interests of the city, themselves, their families.
That is Mayor Bartlett of the sales tax extension will be on the November ballot. Most of the money would go for airport improvements in city-owned facilities. The rest will be divided up among Tulsa County communities. The meeting tonight is at Webster High School. Oklahoma education officials say they plan to have a new A through F grading system for the public schools up and running by October. State Superintendent Janet Barisi says the new system involving letter grades for schools will make it easier for parents to determine how well their schools are performing.
These are not to point fingers. This is to talk about opportunities at each community.
The new grading system was approved by the Republican-controlled legislature in 2011 as a way to provide easy-to-understand information to parents. Tulsa police arrest one of their own. Officer Marvin Blades Jr. was arrested over the weekend for allegedly stealing money during a traffic stop. Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan says Blades was apparently targeting Hispanics. The case was part of an undercover sting operation.
The solution to this case came as a direct result of peer reporting. We are a department that will not tolerate any deviations from legal and ethical behavior. We will clean our own house, and we won't be satisfied until it's spotless.
Chief Jordan says Blades was acting alone. He says Blades would pull over Latinos, order them out of the car, and tell them to leave their billfold on the seat. He would then take money out of the wallets and then let the driver leave. Many are reflecting on the life of Neil Armstrong. The first man on the moon died Saturday. Among those reflecting is Oklahoma astronaut Bill Pogue. Pogue, who grew up in the Sand Springs area, knew Armstrong well.
He's quiet. And he's smart. We shared a back fence near the Space Center. Our houses backed up to each other. He's very interesting to work with.
Pogue says Armstrong knew his role in history but shied the limelight. He was interviewed by John Erling for the VoicesOfOklahoma.com oral history project. Well, we got some much-needed rain over the weekend. It was a little too late to help many in Oklahoma. The hot weather and the drought across the nation has hit the nation's food supply very hard with higher prices. Rodney Bivens is with the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma, and he says people simply can't afford to eat.
Well, we're estimating right now, based on everything we've gotten, about 675,000 people in the state of Oklahoma at any given time are worried about whether they're going to have food for their family the next day.
He says the challenge is not unemployment, but underemployment. He says people are just not making enough money. Our weather forecast, clouds breaking up today, a high of 90, clear tonight, 68 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 92. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now, at 610, it is partly clear and 72. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.